When a windstorm strikes, the insurance companies call it an act of God. Is that merely a figure of speech? After all, God is love. Therefore, God would not kill and injure people with hurricanes and tornadoes. Yet, despite this seeming contradiction in our view of God's nature, we are now experiencing a remarkable increase in the frequency and the severity of windstorms of all kinds. Along with this increase in windstorms, we are seeing an increase in the frequency and severity of rainstorms and floods. To understand what is causing this wild, violent weather, we first have to understand the jet stream, which is the flow of air that constantly circles around the globe. The jet stream is a continuous loop of air swirling eastward, horizontally cycling the globe. Lately, there has emerged a mysterious force swooping down from the northern hemisphere, periodically yanking the jet stream off of its smooth easterly course and causing the jet stream to repeatedly drop troughs of Canadian air masses southward across the northern hemisphere. On the map, the outline of these multiple troughs is shaped like the letter W across the United States. Frigid northern air is rapidly pulled southward to collide sharply and explosively into existing warm air masses. Within the vertex of two U-shaped troughs, warm air is sucked up from the south. It's like pouring cold water into a hot frying pan. The result is all sorts of bizarre and violent weather reactions. Lightning storms, torrential rainstorms with consequent flooding, windstorms, tornadoes, and hurricanes, temperatures swinging wildly from warm to cold and cold to warm in one day or less. What is the genesis of this mysterious force pushing down from the northern hemisphere, causing the jet stream to ripple south and north like the cracking of a bullwhip? Each week on this program, Planet X and Bible Prophecy, we will explore beyond the Earth's stratosphere to discover the cause of these perilous weather phenomena and the earth-shaking geological phenomena that accompanies these windstorms, lightning storms, rainstorms, and yo-yo-like temperature swings.
Those years, and finally they found it and seen it. That's what we showed on our screen earlier from Newsweek magazine. But a Dr. Thomas C. Flandern, who's an astronomer at the observatory, he explained that this pulling on Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto is explained by a single planet. Something that is close to them now and causing them to wobble. He said that it's about 5 billion miles beyond Pluto. And what most of us don't know is that there is another sun that has died. It's called our sun's twin sun. This planet would actually orbit between the two suns and it would go around our sun. The other sun was 50 billion miles away. I will show you right out of an encyclopedia a picture where they have this dead sun and the 10th planet in its orbit. And the very reason why we sent up telescopes exploring the far reaches of space, because they knew something was out there. They had to prepare for it, but keep it out of the public's understanding. Otherwise, there would be panic everywhere. In 1982, NASA recognize the existence of Planet X. Here's what they said, and I quote, "An object is really there, far beyond the outermost planets," end of quote. So they knew it was there. It was coming. Then the New York Times in June of 19th, 1982, said something out there beyond the furthest reaches of the known solar system is tugging at Uranus and Neptune. A gravitational force keeps perturbing or interrupting the two giant planets, causing irregularities in their orbits. The force suggests a presence far away and unseen, a large object, the sought-after Planet X, end of quote. And so they've now found it, because you see, that was 1982 before it came into view in the year 2001 as its orbit brings it toward planet Earth, away from the dead sun that it also orbits. And then one last little few sentences of that particular June 19th, 1982, New York Times said this: "There are mathematical irregularities in the orbits of the outer planets. Astronomers are so certain of this planet's existence that they've already named it Planet X, the 10th planet," end of quote. So it's there. The Bible seems to say it's there in all of these prophecies so far, and I will get to a couple of others. There were other headlines in December of 1983, on December 30th, and it was talking about the infrared astronomical satellite that was sent out to look into the universe to try to find Planet X. One year later, according to this particular article, in 1983, the newly launched infrared astronomical satellite quickly found Planet X. After it found it, that was recorded in the Washington Post, all of a sudden, silence came down over the astronomical community. You couldn't report on it. To be exact, one of those at NASA, one of those doctors, astronomers, scientists who wanted to go public with it was found suddenly dead in a strange accident, because it would have created chaos the world over. The Washington Post said this, and I quote, "A heavenly body as large as Jupiter and part of the solar system has been found in the direction of the constellation of Orion by an orbiting telescope," end of quote. Why have we never been able to see a direct transmission from the Hubble telescope? They're blacked out. Nobody can receive a direct transmission, not over satellite. NASA will never put it on, because they're watching. They know something is coming. They've spotted it. They've now made it public. They said it's a planet. But here are some of the other headlines that appeared early. Mystery body found in space. Then another one said, giant object mystifies astronomers. Then another said, at solar system's edge, giant object is a mystery. Then yet another headline said this: when IRAS, that's your infrared astronomical satellite, scientists first saw the mystery body. So they saw it. They calculated that it could be as close as 50 billion miles and moving toward Earth. That's very sobering. No wonder they shut down and made a blackout in the media of anything to do with the possibility of this particular planet that's coming this way. There must still be a large planet undiscovered. Now we've seen it. We have pictures of it. Because Pluto could not be the cause of these wobbles in the other two planets, Neptune and Jupiter. They're too large. They would affect Pluto instead of the other way around. So the infrared astronomical satellite during 1983 and 1984 produced observations of a 10th planet. They said so in the newspaper. These were so robust of pictures that they actually said all that it remains is for us to give it a name. That was all that was left, just to name it. Then all of a sudden, the information curtain came down, and nothing was discussed anymore. In 1992, Harrington of NASA and Van Flandren, of the Naval Observatory, not NASA, they were working with all the information that they had at hand. They published their findings and their opinions that there was indeed a 10th planet, and they called it an intruder planet. Why is this important? It's an intruder planet. What effects will this intrusion by the 10th planet, when it passes by planet Earth, have upon us? What does the Bible say that it will have? Does the Bible actually say that it will be a planet? Well, it says there will be heavenly signs. God just didn't go into detail and name it for us. But notice what it says in Isaiah chapter 24. Very interesting. Isaiah 24, I'll start in verse 1 to 6. Behold, the Lord makes the earth empty and makes it waste and turns it upside down. Isn't that interesting? Because scientists say, archaeologists, astronomers say that at one time when this planet went by so many thousands of years ago and it shifted the poles, it flipped the earth. It turned it upside down. And here it is, biblical terminology that was written so long ago by a man that said, I don't have clean lips. My lips are unclean. I'm not worthy to relay this information to those that are living in the 20th and 21st century. And scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with a people, so with a priest. So it's going to happen to every single person on earth. Everyone is going to be affected by it. It does not matter who you are, whether you're rich, whether you're poor. Verse 3, the land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word. When you put that with Isaiah 6, you'll find 10% will return. All will not die, but there will be a great population reduction. The Bible talked about it. Verse 4, the earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. In other words, all the systems are breaking down because when this planet comes by, the gravitational pull is not going to be the sun anymore that's going to keep us directly in our orbit, but it's going to pull at the land masses of planet Earth. Oceans will see new land masses rising. Some land masses that we know today where millions live will sink. There is this ring around the Earth of activity called the Ring of Fire, volcanic activity, earthquakes that connect all over the world. So everything the Bible says is scientific, and we're just now discovering it. And God said in Amos 3:7, as I mentioned to start out with, He will do nothing unless He reveals it to His servants, the prophets. We're now seeing another revelation as to what is going to happen to this planet and this world that should drive home why we should make sure we pray always and ask God to account us to be worthy to escape all these things. He says in verse 5, the earth also is defiled or polluted under the inhabitants thereof because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant, therefore has the curse. And the curse is always concerning death. Because in reference to Jesus, it says, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. And Jesus died for our sins. Yes, the curse or death has devoured the earth, and they shall dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. What happens when the gravitational pull is going to come? And the volcanic activity comes, not from one place. Look, what about 140 at the same time? All those extinct volcanoes erupting at once because of the shift to the land masses? Yes, let's drop down in the same chapter to verse 18. Verse 20. It shall come to pass that he who flees, yes, this is going to be such a dangerous time, every person on earth is going to be scrambling to find a place of safety. But only one group is going to find it, and God will supernaturally reveal that to them. That he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that comes up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. How do they shake? Because an intruding planet comes by between the gravitational pull of the planet and sun and the sun. So our planet will temporarily be taken over by the gravitational pull of this 10th planet. I'll give you the size of it in a minute.